fuck Jollibee.
Oh my gosh. I love Jollibee. Jollibee. I just want to say Jollibee our kids so are much. So happy.
Fuck
I
Jollibee.
Just want to say US. Stop it.
US Jollibee.
I'm going to show the Zoomers how happy our kids
you were not here when we were talking about it, so why don't we build it up like great radio DJs
the next
why don't we start with some kind of background and then you can be defensive and then you can give your
opinion of Mo Twister does not reflect the views and opinion of Alex
exactly
especially Alex Calias exactly. in Manila and Jollibee is one of his endorsers.
This is how you, by the way everybody, this is how you be a bad radio DJs 101 bad podcast host 101 all of that everything
you
here
knew
right
this
now
was gonna
bad.
Happen when you started with
no
Jollibee.
I knew that when this is the thing the Chopper does when she gets on the show on some nights when she's really excited. She goes from Angelica to Rufa May in the kanina part when we started on the show. It's just so loud. We were talking about this kanina when you were off, and I knew you were going to come in and defend it, but we have to actually start from somewhere, some kind of context, so everybody else can understand.
I know. But I don't want to F a god.
Yeah, so anyway, fuck Jollibee. We went to Jollibee earlier. And by the way, Alex, can you get your volume on your audio a little louder? You were really drowned
right.
out there
right.
from the beginning.
Yeah, I got it.
Go ahead. Yum Burger, which is not a highly rated burger. Now, I know that a lot of people like it. And I know, again, it goes up there. I feel like I've been giving the Choknat analogy for a lot. I mean, a lot of times here recently. But I get that we grew up on it, kind of like Tropical Hut. Tropical Hut's a shit burger, man. But we eat it. We like it because we grew up on it. Now, the Yum Burger is not a good burger in burger standards. They charge $8.69 here in the U.S. for the fucking Yum Burger, which is the most basic of their items.
No.
450 pesos
I know.
For the meal.
No, sorry. It's the meal of the regular Yum with cheese.
Oh,
second level.
Okay, yeah. The second to the worst, shittiest thing they have there is $8.69.
With the pineapple
450 pesos. I get it. With the meal, as I said. 450 pesos. Fuck! That thing, fuck Jollibee!
Siyempre, babe, kasi naman, imported yun dito. So,
that's not imported?
No, I meant like the brand. Yung iba yung fees. They're foreign brand. Like, just because you don't like...
McDonald's is a foreign brand
I don't
in
like
Manila.
McDonald's.
In Manila. I'm not saying... You don't have to be the center.
I know, it's preference, babe.
I know people like Jollibee. I'm talking about the $8.69 that they charge for it.
They're selling it. I'm buying it every week. Like, the kids love it, so...
I understand that you, Angelica of the center, enjoy it. I am talking about price
I'm talking for the majority. Like, the same way, right? If we compare Shake Shack and In-N-Out. Ang In-N-Out burger, $2.50. Ang Shake Shack burger lang, walang mila... $7. So some people like love In-N-Out and like that's so stupid. Why do people pay for a $7 burger at Shake Shack? Some people love Shake Shack. Now I get it. It's different taste. Regular
yeah,
cheese,
there's
Shake
a considerably
Shack.
Superior
I'm just
burger.
No the McDonald's versus Jollibee and then the Shake Shack versus In-N-Out comparison is what I'm trying to do here, right? So yeah.
But Shake Shack is considered high end. They do have wine. They do have other things that make them a bit different. I think of a category as In-N-Out. And I know that the In-N-Out Shake Shack thing is really hard for most of the people listening to kind of maybe relate to if you've never been here to the U.S. because they're completely U.S. things. But man, that is astronomical price for a Yum Burger. Considering I've been eating Yum Burger since I was a kid, that costs.
Mahal talaga. Mahal talaga.
That's my point.
Yeah, but not F Jollibee. I'd still buy it anyway. Because I love it.
Pero ayoko lang sa Jollibee pag dinigay mo.
Yun nga, yung ulam mo pa after 2 weeks. Alex, after 2 weeks, pag nag-burp ka, ulam pa yun.
Napunta ako sa Toronto, di ba nakita ko yung Jollibee. Pagpasok ko, naging ano ako, naging discriminating ako sa mga customer. Pag may pumasok na puti, saka ng black, I go, why are you entering? Why are you eating Jollibee? Are you sick? Kasi nakapila ako. Tapos, naiintindi ako yung mga Asian-looking, malamang Pinoy to Jollibee. Pero may nakita ako, pumapasok puti. As in, puti na medyo may pera naman. Sa ko, are you
doing? Don't you know there's a superior burger right down the street there that's $3 less?
I'm here because I just want to taste. I want to compare sa Filipinos. Pero you have the option. You're wearing suit, you fucker. Mag-accident ako ng black guy. May pumasok na black guy. Yung black guy na hoodie na parang, what the
Yeah, I know. It's like, excuse me, sir. Come here, come here. And then you open the door. Ito, yan, yan. You see that one right there? Yeah, don. $3 less. Superior burger.
I have to say, nung namimiss ko yung Jollibee Chicken Joy, yung parang yung Popeye's Fried Chicken, medyo close. So, you know, Popeye's Fried Chicken.
Ang Popeye's doon, masarap sa iba talaga. Hindi, ito talaga na base doon. Buti pinag-usapan na. Yung Popeye's doon, masarap sa Canada. Dito, bumaadjust din talaga sa ano eh. Naniniwala ako, dito sa Pilipinas, nag-a-adjust doon sa level ng tao. Ito nga papaliwanag ko. Yung Jollibee sa Rockwell, yung mayaman na Rockwell, pag pumasok ka, ramdam mo rin yung pag-level up. The same Jollibee. Kumain ka sa Divisoria, ultimo si Jollibee, nagtatago doon sa likod ng poste.
That's a really good
observation.
That's a really good observation. What is better in Rockwell Jollibee? Is it the food? Maybe yung linis, yung level of cleanliness. Fine, I get it. I get that. I understand. There are standards in Rockwell versus standards in Quiapo that are not the same when it comes to cleanliness. But is the food better? Are the French fries nicer?
No. No, the guests, the yung kasama mo are nicer, kaya pati yung utak mo na nakukondisyon. It's the same, pero the way the crew,
yeah.
Parang ano, hi sir, welcome to Jollibee Rockwell.
May twang?
May twang? Oh, may ganun. Tapos ano, maranda mo, mali. Pagdating mo sa Divisoria, sir, ano gusto nyo? May hotdog pa ba? Lana ng hotdog, sir. Lana ng hotdog. Ganun.
Okay, I've got a question. Okay. I find this to be, now obviously I haven't been home in some years, but I always thought if you worked at Starbucks, it didn't matter anong Starbucks sa Pilipinas. You know, your baristas are educated, you know, like they're social Jollibee
versions.
They're Jollibee Rockwell group, yeah. Right? Where is the shittiest Starbucks in Manila? Like, which neighborhood has the worst? Or maybe let me rephrase. Is there a Starbucks in a poor neighborhood? Sa atin?
Yes. SM San Lazaro.
Okay, so SM San Lazaro may Starbucks.
Manila.
When you go there and you order mocha frappuccino, do they go, may mocha frappuccino? Scream in the back.
Ganun din
like
ba?
That? Or medyo may konting
barista mo.
Social Starbucks lang.
Hindi kasi, di ba pagka order mo ng coffee mo, one Starbucks, four mo, coming up. No. Mo, mocha frappuccino.
Pero
ready,
when you're in San Lazaro.
Hindi, pag sa San Lazaro sila, pag umorder ka ng ano, yung
mocha frappuccino.
Yung 20, nag-google sila, 20?
Really? I love that. May bell. Magre-ring sila ng bell. You know, ding, 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 may nag-order po ng 20. Gano'n. Ang yaba.
Saka may pumapasok sa San Lazaro, nagugulat sila pag umorder. Guys, may order na customer, hindi lang uupo at tatambay para mag-laptop.
That's so funny.
Oh, that's a good one.
Without a 20 cups, we're just small, expecting.
Hinanap pa nila, no, yung
20.
Oh, ano, imagine Starbucks in the worst neighborhood sa Manila. Liit lang na naman ako.
May extra small.
Sorry po, we're not expecting.
Di ba nga kasi
or makikita mo yung 20 pero may mga libag-libag. You saw this kind of shit on it.
Libag talaga, no? Halika po.
Sorry.
Hindi kasi di ba Starbucks wala ng short? Yung smallest na tall, di ba?
Yung short, kasi di ba tinatapon, nire-recycle yung short na cup, tapos binubura yung mga pangalan. Pang lima ka ng pangalan, mo nakabura lang, tapos chopper
na. Nakikita mo, naka-slash out lang. Pero I just wanna go back to Jollibee, shit. Okay? So kaya naman din, babe, the prices are like that. Kasi syempre, when you go to a different country, yung cost of labor mo din, iba. So please.
Oh my God, it's so condescending. I know that. I'm...
Masyado
I'm smart, you know that. I'm really smart. I am just saying, for $8.69 for the quality of meal, fuck you, Jollibee. Thank you. That's all. That's all. It shouldn't be this much debate. There shouldn't be so
trying
much
to avoid
philosophy.
That.
I am. I don't need to speak. Well, you know, the labor costs. I get it. Rent is more. I get it. I'm just saying that is an unbelievable amount of money for the quality of food.
Alam to ng mga taga Toronto or Vancouver, Canada. Yung Tim Hortons nila. Siyempre, sabi kami sa Tim Hortons dahil Canada, di ba? Gusto matikman. Pagkain namin doon sa Toronto, doon sa may college, street ng pang ano. Pagkain namin, gutom na gutom kami. Konting lakad lang, may Tim Hortons, tapos mas social mo.
Tim Hortons?
Yung napunta namin, parang punta ng mga addict ng mga Tim Hortons. Naglaad na kami doon sa medyo gumanda ganda yung building. Gumanda din ang Tim Hortons. Kaya sabi ko, it's applicable sa lahat ng lugar na nag-a-adapt yung service nila. Base doon sa paligid ng mga customer nila. Kaya nga yung Rockwell, sinasabi. Yung Rockwell, Kenny Rogers nila, hindi self-service, dili-deliver yung order ka sa table.
Oo, kasi sa Katipunan, yung pipila ka, may tray ka. Doon,
parang sa Kenny Rogers, sa Rockwell.
So I wonder then, which restaurant has the greatest contrast in Manila, which restaurant has the greatest contrast from good neighborhood to worst neighborhood? It could be Andox. I'm sure there's an Andox somewhere in the social areas. I'm sure there's an Andox Ayala Alabang. I'm sure there's
meron mo. Pagka nagpunta ka sa Andox na mga, di ba, yung mga normal na Andox, yung chicken, parang dugyot na yung umiikot na umiikot yung chicken.
Nalalaglag na yung manok.
sa mga yaman, sobra. Naka-happy yung mga manok.
Happy to be dead.
Tapos ang ganda promise ng Andok. Oh, Mendre, iba talaga mo. Iba talaga promise.
Welcome to the podcast.
Sa Starbucks, sa Starbucks, San Lazaro mo pangalan. Bebong! Kape macchiato for Bebong. Pero pagdating mo sa mga Rockwell, mga Starbucks, di ba? Natasha. Amber. sa San Lazaro. Dikong!
Bokyo!
Tapos magdali ni Bokyo na asando. May dugu-dugu pa. Kasi kaka-hold up lang ng pambayad.
Bokyo!
Bokyo! Pasensya na, sir. Nagabulan pa kami ng pulis.
Isang tubig para kay Bokyo.
Anyway, welcome to the podcast. You're listening to GTWM, of course, year 11, episode number 38, AMAs here.
We have already, ano tawag doon? Siniraan na natin ang apat na kumpanya.
Dami.
For the first 10 minutes, we will talk about Jollibee, Starbucks, Tropical Hot, na hindi na makilagsama.
Andox.
Ba't kami nagsama dyan, Mo?
Bakit pati kami?
Anong ginawa namin sa'yo, Mo?
Fucking 869, that's what you did, goddammit. Anyway, we are again full capacity as usual when it comes to an AMA with all the people on Zoom. So hello to everybody who is watching us live, commenting with us and the works wherever you are around the world. We've got quite a bit of people from different parts, and I want to thank you guys for spending your Saturday here with us right before the election, which we should again still talk about because it is the most important thing we're going to do as a country in I mean, this is big. This is a big one. I don't know where it puts it up there. I know, Alex, I asked you which election have you most been involved in your history, and it has to be this, and you've been voting since the FDR
after this,
days.
I'll be in Makati. That's our meeting the advance.
The advance, right. So,
all the companies are very, very active in this election. Nagtataka ako. Election, dati mga companies, they don't. Wala. Right, ngayon, may company akong pinuntahan. Nag-mock election sila. Talo si Lenny. They have to do a parang intervention. And I did a speech and I did a stand-up last Thursday. Nagkaroon ulit siya ng second mock election. Nanalo na ngayon si Lenny by 60 and 40. So,
nice.
Sabi ng boss, I'm your leader and I'm for Lenny and Kiko. I know marami sa inyong BBM, pero I'm not stopping you for expressing your ano. Pero pag nanalo si BBM, yung mga rights niyo, hindi na
I'm not sure. Okay, so let's do this. Because the world is a much more connected, much more transparent world. Will BBM be the tyrant his father was? Probably not, right? The world again is a smaller place. Will he declare martial law? Probably not. Will he be killing Filipinos? Well, I mean, Digong did that pretty well, but I would say probably not. But what I can guarantee is that at best, nothing will be better. At best, nothing will be better. Okay?
And that's the best case scenario.
You're hiring somebody who has not only does he have no education, he has never applied himself intellectually. He has never been decorated intellectually. He's never been decorated, again, as an employee, which we've talked about quite a bit in the past. And he's also never really kind of proven himself to be any capable of being a leader. So at worst, sky's the limit. At best, it will not get better. And why waste the next 6 years of your life? Again, I said this on the radio the other day. Do the math. Just do the math. 6 years. Where are you in life? How old will you be in life? I will be 50 years old.
Our kids.
By the time. I'm sorry, what?
You'll be 50.
Yeah, 50. You'll be 56. Chopper will be in her mid-40s. Our children will be driving by the time he is done with his term. And again, the best case scenario is your life did not improve at all. So please, as we get close here, a couple of days away from the elections, not vote wisely, not vote with your heart, not vote with, in, you know, with what your platform is, not vote with what your research is. Do not vote for BBM. And one more step, do vote for Lenny. And of course, Kiko as well.
Lenny,
sometimes
Kiko
I forget,
on the ballot.
Sometimes I forget. I wonder, you know, there's a lot of Lenny, Sarah voters out there. I wonder if there's a BBM Kiko voter out there who wants those two guys.
I doubt it.
But they're quite a bit of Lenny percentage. Sarah.
Yeah. Malamang nalasing lang. Nalasing lang kagabi. Tapos sinabi, BBM Kiko, pagising pa rin. Sorry, I'm just so drunk. I'm sorry.
Anyway, let's take our first call here. We are going to go to Batangas and talk to Mark. Mark was on the show before. Mark said he's the guy that had the condom rip, if you guys remember him being on the podcast. Was he the one that called customer service for...
Yes. Yeah. Sayon Mo.
I wasn't on this call. This was probably an Alex Mo call.
No, you were here.
No, you were here. Chopper. Chopper, focus, Chopper.
Yeah, you were on the show very much. Now, where is he? I can't find him anymore on
He's
our
on here.
Zoom.
Malamang si Chopper, abang kausap
it's
natin,
nakaisip
mo na yung mga tiles ng kitchen nyo.
Where is Mark?
Mark is Mark in the Zoom.
How do you know that that's not another Mark?
Because I saw it change.
Oh, okay.
From the original name.
So let's see. Okay, we're going to get him off of Zoom here. Mark, are you the Mark we're supposed to be talking to? Yeah. All right, Mark, you're 24 years old. You're in Manila. Are you the guy that had the condom break and then you called customer service?
Yes, sir.
Wait, sino customer service nung condom company? Condom company. But hindi ko maalala to. Pero ang galing.
Ito yan.
Yeah.
Hindi yan. Bago yung tawag na yung condom, meron siya isang problema. Di ba? Hindi, bago muna mag-condom, yung mabubuntis ba yung girlfriend mo, di ba, Mark?
Yeah,
oo.
Oh, okay. Ooh. Apparently, it was an Alex and I only episode. All right, yeah. Thanks, guys. Okay, so Mark, yeah, that must have been some time back because most of the shows now are just AMA shows. But so it was episode 21. Okay, there you go. So 17 episodes ago. Mark, welcome back to the show. It's nice to have you here. What do you want to talk about, man?
Yeah, share ko lang pala, hindi nabuntis yung girlfriend ko.
Congratulations.
Ooh, so. So lucky bastard.
Anong learnings mo? Anong learnings mo doon?
Ano, kakantot pa din.
Oh my God.
Are you still using condoms or
pero iba ng ano variant. Mahirap na gamitin yung Featherlite eh.
Yeah.
So hindi mo ine-endorse yung feather light.
Extra thin. No.
Extra, extra thin.
Right. All right, brother, what's up, man? What do you want to talk about?
Yeah, mag-start na ako. Tawag dito, recently kasi nag vacation kami nung girlfriend ko.
Yeah.
And then may kinonfess ako sa kanya. Tapos nagulat ako kasi parang ano nakainom na din ako noon eh.
Are you gonna confess it to us?
Oo, sasabihin ko din.
Okay, good. Thank you. That would be
tawag
nice.
Tawag dito, sinabi ko sa kanya na ano may yung fantasy ko. Parang fantasy naman lahat ng lalaki. Yung ano, sinabi ko sa kanya yung threesome nga.
Yeah.
Una makamay damay muna bago ako magsabi ng lahat ng lalaki.
Yung single yung... lang. Yung girlfriend pa lang. Pero yung mga asawa.
Well, how do you do a threesome... So, okay, yeah, I mean, I guess so. That's right. There's threesomes with single people. I'm sure that happens all the time. Okay, yeah, fair enough. Go ahead.
Ayun, ang sabi niya naman sa akin, hindi niya nga daw kaya yun. Pero in-explain ko sa kanya kung paano yung threesome na iniisip ko. Kasi ano, she was thinking na parang, alam mo yun, parang sinafuck ko yung girl while nandun siya. Sabi ko hindi naman ganun. Hindi ko din kaya gawin yun. Kasi nga, parang napaka-disrespectful naman sa harap niya kung gagawin ko yun. So sinabi ko sa kanya, I just wanna see her. O kaya, alam niyo yun, parang yung threesome na siya lang. Tapos parang ganun. Hindi naman yung threesome na napapanood sa porn.
Hindi ko guess. Parang threesome.
Parang ano,
is it that different?
Is this the cuckolding you mean? Like, do you want to see her get fucked by another guy? Listen, be more descriptive. What do you want?
Don't
say threesome. Tell me, like, describe what you want.
Yung tawag dito, girl pa din or any bisexual, hindi naman guy. Parang hindi ko naman kaya yun. So, parang habang nag-sex kami, may ginagawa yung isang girl sa kanya. So, gets
me. Girl to girl. Gusto mo ng girl to girl action.
Yeah. Oo. Then,
wait, hold on. This is your fantasy. Your fantasy is so you can watch another girl have sex with your girlfriend. That's your fantasy.
Ay, yun yung sinabi ko sa kanya na fantasy ko. Kasi ang iniisip niya nga, threesome na, alam mo yun, na parang may ibang babae tapos.
So what do you plan to do? You plan to then jack off while they're having sex?
Hindi lang yun. Parang, kasi eto na nga, edi inopen ko sa kanya na ganun. Then nagulat ako na meron pala siyang, connect niya sa akin, meron siyang experience sa, ayun nga, sa bisexual. Na doon ko lang din nalaman nung gabi na yon. Tapos sinabi niya nga na meron daw siya nakalika na girl din. Tapos nawakan yung boobs niya. Tapos parang naka second base yung girl na kinukwento niya. So lalo kong nabuhayan doon sa fantasy ko na parang gusto kong gawin. And then pumayag naman siya. Pero yun nga, meron lang talagang restriction na no touch dun sa girl. That's bawal.
Okay. Let me just clarify again. You're gonna have sex with your girlfriend. She's going to be played with by the other girl. You can't touch, which of course means you can't fuck the other girl.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
So in other words, we're looking at something to the effect of you're in doggy style. You're in the back. Your girlfriend's in the front. She's then Lego connected to the other girl in front of her. So you're not going to be able to touch her.
Yes.
Yeah, no. Relax.
Yeah, so much fucking.
Your tone. You sound like you're getting off of it, Mark.
It's not that. It's just there's so much restrictions for something that's supposed to be reserved for the people who live free, carefree lives. You know what I mean? Like the threesome is kind of hippie shit, right? It's like it's exploring your bodies and all of that stuff. So up, can't touch her. You need to be at least 6 feet away. You know, there's all of this
shit. Yeah, I get that part.
That's kind
of
weird for a threesome.
But I agree. Like, yung mga threesome, swinging, yung mga ganyan, cuckolding or whatever, parang it's made for really yung confident, free-spirited type of people that's like, yeah, sure, whatever. Like, if kaya nila. Like, they, you know, like, parang kung...
Just to say, it's a lifestyle, okay. And if you guys are not sold on it, then it's just a weird activity to agree to. But at the same time, the conversation happens a lot. People do bring it up. I think boyfriends bring it up more often than not. And if she says yes, what's the question?
Like, how can parang saan kami hanap or paano namin ma-execute yung ganun na. Kasi sinabi niya naman na okay lang eh. So,
mukha ba kami supplier?
Parang kailangan natin ng app para dyan. Madami nagtatanong dito sa podcast.
I mean, dude, you're 24 years old, right? You clearly are having more sex than the three of us combined. You're out there exploring. You're fucking calling customer service. You seem to be much more in tune with how to find somebody to fuck your girlfriend than we are. Yeah, I know this is an advice show and we want to kind of give you what you want. But honestly, if the question is, hey, guys, how do I find a girl to fuck my girlfriend? And I'm like, I don't know. You tell us how you find a girl to fuck your girlfriend.
What about your ex-girlfriend? Ng girlfriend yan na you know, that she had an encounter with.
Hindi niya naging girlfriend yun eh.
Even better, wala silang like relationship connection. It was just like a wild thing they did. Because actually, kung ang ex-ex, mas mahirap pa kasi may emotional attachment. Pero...
Well, hold on. Your fantasy was a threesome where you were gonna fuck the other girl. That was your fantasy? Or yung restriction ang binig... Yung girlfriend mo nag-oot pero may restrictions. So it's not really your fantasy that's being... checked off here, no? Gets more. Then why do it?
Why do it? Oh nga, you don't get what you want.
You're not getting what you want. There's so many restrictions. You know the whole threesome experience. Parang the challenges in getting a threesome to work. Number one isn't the number one problem isn't will my girlfriend say yes? That's probably the second hardest thing to do. The hardest problem is what's gonna happen after.
Mm-hmm.
That's the true challenge.
Mm-hmm.
How are we going to trust each other? Are we going to be paranoid? That's probably the most difficult thing about a threesome. While getting her to say yes is really difficult, I'll give you that, and you have that part going for you. If you're not going to get what you want out of it, and you still then have to deal with the lack of trust that might possibly come aboard after you guys fuck this girl, I'm not sure if it's worth the risk here, Mark.
Oh, may point din ako na sasabihin, no? Una, yung trust issue, no? Ikaw nga, nalaman mo lang na ipaghali ka sa babae yung girlfriend mo. Nag-assume ka na kagad na, uy, pwede itong pumayag sa threesome. Pangalawa, pagka nakita mo yung threesome na yan, pagkatapos, ano naman papasok sa isip mo? Pumayag ng threesome to, eh. Bisa yung wild tong girlfriend ko, baka kung anong pinagagawa nito. Yun pangalawa. Pangatlo, yung threesome, parang naipagbari lang ka, sasabihin mo, kailangan magbari lang kayong dalawa lang, ha? Tapos ikaw, yung isa, iilag. Alaw ba during sex? Pag may nakita ka na nakahubad na dalawang babae, hindi mo na rin alam mangyari. Diba? Yung mga rules na yan, eh, may isip mo, magka-convince na kayo. Alam mangyayari, pag ano, napasok mo dun sa isa, sasabihin pa ba na, uy, wala yan, di pwede yan, ha?
No touch.
Hindi. Kaya, yung threesome, ang threesome kasi, anything goes, eh. Walang ano, walang threesome with asterisk.
Oh,
walang ganon.
How about a threesome, like, all the lights are off. All the lights are off. Nothing. You can't see. Pitch black, right? It's complete blackout curtains. No anything. And then you just have a bahala na episode, right?
Shit.
Maybe that's a little bit more exciting.
Hell no.
Saka, for them, babe.
Mag-threesome ka ng walang may condom.
No, you still, kahit na lights are off,
pag may condom din yun. Yung condom, pag may ibang babae kasi... Pag napasok mo sa isa, kailangan palit condom ka kasi ayaw niya nang napasok. Alam mo yung mga
maganda
ng logistics.
Exactly.
Pero pag kayo-apply mo na, nadoka na, parang...
Okay, but let's ask that. I'm assuming a lot of our listeners have had threesomes. I'm assuming. Is it really pull condom out, put it back on, pull... I mean, really, in the heat of the moment, are you guys really doing that? I'm going to say no.
No.
Yeah, I'm going to say no. I think most often...
Yeah,
the majority. When you've agreed to have a threesome, you're like, fuck STDs. Like, that's the last thing on my mind. We're just fucking on a threesome, right? You're probably not thinking about exchanging bodily fluids and it being a concern for all of you guys who have had threesomes.
Well, Nick says, minsan nakakalimutan na. And then Brian says, no condom. Other people say threesome, what's
right,
that?
Yeah, I mean, well, I'm not going to go through every single chat thing because, again, it's so rough for everybody else. You know, the thousands
sa akin,
of listening.
Mas concern
but...
ko yung focus, eh.
Nalulus yung momentum. Yung
lalaki kasi, hindi. Yung lalaki kasi mas nag-focus dun sa gusto niya, eh. Mararamdaman talaga ng isang lalaki, na isang babae. Kung
talaga? Kasi parang...
Oo. Oh, hindi ako makakapag ano, yung equal, ano? Equal. Kung saan pumutok, doon nag-enjoy yung lalaki.
What?
Oo! Oh! Pag hindi nakasege, pag isang sex ka, hirap na hirap tayo nag-aaral sa'yo. Ang bilis ko labasan, no? Kaya, putya bilang hahati yung pa sa dalawang babae. Putya, pag ikaw nagkaroon ng na-enjoy ka sa isang babae, pupunta mo siya out of ano lang, out of para maasikaso. Pero, yung finishing run mo doon sa taong gusto mo.
Na-experience mo na?
You know, that's kind of interesting.
Nag-threesome na ako.
Okay, so that's really interesting because, you know, I was saying, why don't you just have a threesome with all the lights off? Then that kind of defeats the point.
Because you want to see it.
I think the threesome, why it is a fantasy
visual.
For guys, because
visual.
It's so visual.
Yes.
It's so baller. It's so look at me.
And Mark said, like, in the beginning, also, before the restrictions or after the restrictions, he also wanted where his girlfriend is having sex with him, but while he's having sex with his girlfriend, the other girl is doing some stuff to his girlfriend as well. So he wants to see that visually. So parang lights off nga.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm correcting that now. The whole
until the girl is so attractive, Mark, I'm telling you right now. Diba? May ganun kayo, tapos pagkapailala, ikaw yung girl
wala
na kasama namin.
Wala pang ibang fantasy, Mark, na doesn't require a third party.
Parang yun lang eh. Minsan nga yung ginagamit ko pag nagda-dirty talk kami while having sex eh.
How yeah. do you use threesome while dirty talking having sex?
Sinasabi niya yung ano, may dumidila sa iba. Diba no, Mark? No,
yeah.
What do you mean?
Yeah,
how?
Parang ganun.
Like, what do you say?
I think we have to realize that everybody's kind of sex... with what they find sexy and
I'm not judging. I'm just saying, like, how do you do a threesome dirty talk when it's just the two of you? I'm just wondering what you say, if you don't mind sharing. An example, like...
Yeah, at tulad nung ano, na-experience niya, dun nga dun sa girl. Sa loob kasi nanasakyan yun. So, madalas yun yung pinag-uusapan namin. Or,
people do this a lot, right? I mean, I think the sex talk stuff is just as wild as... Sorry,
sex talk, not dirty talk. My understanding kasi of dirty talk, while you're in the act, you're dirty talking. So yung pagkaintindi ko is, I guess, mali.
No, I think it's the same. I don't think it matters. Yeah, I don't think there's any kind of true distinguishing factor outside of whether you're having sex or not having sex. I mean, you could be sexting and saying that you're not actually having sex, but it's dirty talk. So my thing is...
Ito, sandali. Ito yung sinasabi ni Teatro ni Chopper. Hindi lang makwento ni Mark eh. Gayto nangyari. Nagsisex sila. Nasabihin ni Mark, habang nalandoon itong pasok ko, habang pinapasok ko sa ito, gusto ko linalamas ng isang babae yung boobs mo, di ba? Yung naka-boobs mo dung ano. Di ba ganun, Mark, no?
Yeah.
Okay. So, hindi ko lang ma-imagine.
Dalawa, may ganung fantasy.
Dalawa lang kayo, pero nagda-dirty talk kayo.
Oh, alam mo, girl, pinapasok ko to. So, sige, linalamas ng isang babae yung boobs mo.
Okay, nagets ko.
Oh, ganun. Bokyo. Okay, di ba? Hindi. Tama, Mark. Ganon, di ba?
Yeah.
Di mo lang maikwento kasi na maayos pero gets ko. Yung iba dito na pinapaano pa yung ibang sex talk and dirty talk, that's the same,
same
man.
It's the same fucking thing. Yeah.
Same.
Alright, anyway, listen. Mark, if you're... Ultimately, here's what I'm gonna say. If you do not look at sex as... a completely physical activity. Like, there's no difference between playing basketball or playing... You know, when I say it's like going into the gym, if you view sex as that, just a physical activity, and the both of you view it, then I don't really mind threesomes. I don't think it's as dangerous as we always make it out to be. But if anybody associates sex with emotional connection and all of that, then it's a no-go. Now, you're 24 years old. And if you're going to call our show as a 24-year-old who's clearly malibog, as many 24-year-old boys are, who love sex, I mean, you clearly established that from the last call up to your very first sentences when you're on this call, then I don't want to discourage you from not exploring and experiencing everything you can sexually when you're 24. So I'm like, go, have the threesome. Have whatever version of threesome you want. Have every version of threesome that she's allowing you to have because you're 24 years old and you want to check all these things off your box. So I'm kind of giving you conflicting advice here. Number one, you shouldn't do it if you guys are not really, really into it and if there's so many restrictions. But number two, you're 24.
He's at the age to explore and make mistakes.
Fuck your golden retriever if you want. Like, I don't care what you do at 24 within the law.
Wag naman yung golden retriever hindi within the pita
law. It's a joke. But within the law, I don't care what you do with your dick. In fact, I encourage you to do everything you can with your dick within reason.
With consent and within the law.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Walang alcohol, walang intoxicated,
drunk person. Problema mo lang yung papayag. Ito nga, yung papayag. Unang papayag. Ano yan, maraming proseso yan, no? So, padala kita ng checklist, no? So, itong mga gagawing proseso, no? One, di maganap ka. Marami yan. Ikaw ba, Mark? Ikaw ba yung tipong pagkatapos ng sex, nagkakaroon ka ng liwanag sa isip, liwanag sa dilim? Yung pagkatapos mo mag-sex talk dyan sa girl mo na may katrisam, pagkatapos pag dinabasan ka, ano na-realize mo? Nagbabago ba yung pananaw mo for just a short while? O tuloy pa rin yung libog mo o babalik ulit pagkatapos ng ilang oras?
Hindi naman oras, pero...
Pero pagkatapos ng labasan, ano pumapasa sa isip mo?
Wala, parang normal pa din yung nung naging...
Kasi ang pinakamagandang gauge yun eh, halimbawa yung mas... Ang ano kasi, yung sex talk, yung dirty talk, pagkatapos ng labasan, pagkatapos nun, you have to feel, ay, dala lang ng ano yun, dala lang ng libog for that particular ano. Tapos kinuklose nyo yun, and then din nyo na pinag-uusapan. Ngayon, pag napapasok pa rin sa isip mo, ibig sabihin, gusto mo talagang gawin.
Yeah, Alex, you've been going with that. And I think, I mean, you're obviously not wrong. Every time you've given the whole, you should ejaculate first before making any controversial decision, right? You want to have that kind of level of clarity, right? So what you're saying is, even after sex, immediately after sex, if it's still thrilling for you, if it's still something you're very much interested in, then by all means, dude, again, explore it.
Decided.
Yeah, you're 24 years old. Put your dick in anything. Okay?
Okay.
All right? Experience it all, Mark.
Paala ka, Mark.
Yeah.
All right? Rarely do we come across people who are willing to call customer service on condoms. Oo. You clearly are a man of sex. Okay?
Yeah. Thank you, Mark.
All right, bro.
Thank you, Alex.
Thanks.
Good luck, Mark.
Thank you, Trapper.
All right. Can you mute yourself, by the way? I'll mute you. There. If you want to stay and hang out for the rest of the show, you're more than welcome to. I think there's something wrong with my Viber here tonight for all the callers that we have lined up. So we're going to be grabbing them from Zoom. We'll also take two more when we return from this commercial break. So you're listening to Good Times from World Podcast, year 11, episode number 38. Of course, Chopper's here. Alex is here. We'll talk about Alex's upcoming show. We'll talk about a lot of things right after this break. Don't go away. See you in a bit.
Worldwide, it's Good Times with Mo, the podcasts. Have a question? Message Mo on Twitter or Instagram at DJ Mo Twister. Or check out GTWN Podcast on Facebook. Worldwide, it's Good Times with Mo, the podcasts. Have a question? Message Mo on Twitter or Instagram at DJ Mo Twister. Or check out GTWN Podcast on Facebook.
Welcome back to the podcast. You're listening to Good Times with Mo, the podcast, year 11, episode number 38, the A of A's with Alex and Chopper here on this Saturday, 2 days, give or take, before the election. What time are you going to get up and actually line up, Alex?
Saan?
So for the election, like the actual voting.
Umaga yan. Kasi lahat ng tao gumigising ng umaga. Kasi may balita na para mainip ka, magpapadala ng papahaba ng pila.
Yeah.
O may mga style na ganun eh, papahaba ng pila. So like, pero yung kalaban, papahabain yung pila para mainip ka.
Right. So anong oras nang sasarado yung voting?
Alas 7 ng gabi. Siete.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a holiday. Okay. Is it going to be a holiday?
Holiday. Dineclare na ni Pidots na holiday sa May 9, thankfully.
Yeah.
Kasi may kundi na dineclare holiday yon, lalong talo yung mga empleyado kasi kailangan bumoto sila before 9 a.m. Ang gagawin, nagpapadala ng mga pampahaba ng pila. So magmamadali ka, you will not vote. So yan ang mga style dyan sa ano. Yeah, yung iba naman, dahil nasa isip nyo, sa umaga dapat, maaga, ni-reverse, sa hapon nagpupunta. Lahat nagpuntahan sa umaga eh. Naninasan niyo ba yun? Ay, punta, di ba? Lahat kayo umaga sa hapon ako.
It's a special non-working holiday, I've heard, right? So we all be able to have, hopefully, the opportunity to head over there and make sure to get your votes.
No work, no pay pa din. Iba, right. Iba din talaga eh. Alam kasi ng mga tao na ang butante ng millennial or karamihan working class.
Yeah,
eh.
Yeah.
Very, very, Natasha. Very, very clever. Very, very clever.
And Amber. let's also remind everybody that Alex has his live performance coming up at Music Museum. This is on the 27th.
7.
Right? Yeah.
9 p.m. ang start. Meron akong kasamang 10 comedians before me. Pero try nyo, magagaling yung mga yon. It's www.tickettome.net. Regular price na. At magkakaroon ako ng mga series ng mga raffle online. And I'll be selling some cups and from Punchline and GWM doon sa venue.
Nice.
So, www.tickettome.net. Ito nakakapagtaka, no? Lahat ng maraming mga Pinoy, last minute, pagkatapos, pag-ubos na, Sir Alice, meron ko ba bang ticket? Please naman, no? Naghihintay na last minute. Please don't wait. Ganyan karamihan ang nangyayari. Katulad ng pagpunta ko sa Vancouver and Toronto, isang week na ako sa Pilipinas, nagsasabi, Sir Alice, nakita pumuntan sa Toronto? O, ikaw, bahala ka. Wala na ako dyan, eh. So, laging delayed. So, please share nyo naman. Ayun lang kailangan ko. Pag hindi kayo bibili, hindi kayo manonood, o ka nasa ibang bansa kayo, share your ano yung information sa mga taga-Pilipinas. And Mo, sigurado nandiyan ako ng July 12 sa LA until July 15. So sa lahat ng mga gustong may pag-meet up, July 12 nasa LA ako. Hindi naman ako masela na tao, so nandun ako July 12 and July 15 mag-a-show ako sa LA. I-message ko na lang kayo. July 16 nasa Vegas ako, may show din ako.
Yes.
So pwede rin tayo magkita-kita diyan. Tapos July 17 nasa Texas ako for a wedding. So kung andiyan naman kayo, that's McAllen, and then I'll go to Houston mga around 19 and 20. Then I'll fly to, kung matuloy ako kay MJ, Ohio for one day, and then go to New York. Mag-a-show ako sa New York mga around the 21st, 22nd, tapos alis na ako ng 26 ng July. So see you. Sana yes. May mag-ano sa akin kasi takot ako mag-isa sa ibang bansa. So I appreciate kung mag-meet-meet tayo.
Yep. Well, I mean, obviously, you
Houston,
will need to follow. But yes, all you other people out there, definitely do that. You know, speaking of information, I get this a lot. People go, hey, how can I get into the live stream? And I just, kind of as an announcement, I posted on my Twitter, everybody. That's how you get it. The links are there. It fills up pretty quickly. I hope not. That doesn't come off as a brag, but it's really more if you want to get in, you can get in. It is possible, but it does fill up pretty quickly. There's only 100 people limit for the Zoom. Right now, we're at 96. I am not admitting any more until I can get our callers in. So if you are in the waiting room and you don't see yourself getting admitted, it's because there's something wrong with our system here tonight, and I apologize for that. All right, let's see here. Are we ready? Shall we?
Yes, we're ready.
Sabihin ko rin itong network natin. Baka may kakilala kayo sa ANA, Airlines. Baka mapa-upgrade ako. Napala na lang mukha. Upgradable naman yung bilhin yung ticket. So please, ha? Oo. Yan. Tingnan ko may powers kayo.
ANA is good, man.
Oo, oh, ganyan eh.
Yeah.
Let's take our next caller and talk to Chichay. Chichay is 30 years old. She's in Doha. Chichay, usually we get our Middle Eastern callers call when we do the evening show of the podcast because of the time zone difference. What time is it over there right now?
Hi, Mo.
Hi.
It's 5 a.m.
5 a.m. Okay, got it. Nice.
Okay, hold on.
You woke up pretty early for the show then.
Doha, Qatar. Doha, Qatar.
Yeah, Middle East. All right. So, Chichay, welcome back. I know you've been on the show before. What do you want to talk about? By the way, Chopper's here and Alex is
here.
Hey,
Chichay.
Hi, Chopper. Chopper, ko yung ano, inspiration ko to work out.
Oh,
and buying Lululemon.
Yes. I love Lululemon because I still have, and I don't want it to sound whatever, pero sa totoo lang, yung first Lululemon pants na binili ko, na yoga pants, from 8 years ago, I still use it today. So, I'm all about quality. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Hindi ka pumayat. Hindi ka pumayat.
Pero hindi ako pumayat. Hindi, ibig sabihin, gago. Ibig sabihin, na-maintain ko yung size ko. Walang yaka, Alex. Masyado kang maka-judge. Tingnan natin. Tingnan lang natin pagdating mo dito. Sorry, size zero po yung Lululemon pants na yon. Can I just say, kasha pa siya today. Nakakainis. Ang hirap na may kaibigan na kamedyante.
Alright, Chichay, what's up, man? What do you want to talk about?
Well, I just asked Mo na for advice. Sorry, kagising ko na.
Yeah, I know. It's
more than 5 a.m.
What's 8 times 7? What's 8 times 7 in basic mathematics?
Yes, 8 times 7.
I'm bad in math then.
Yeah, that's what everybody says when I ask them that question. But it's 5 a.m., you're in the Middle East. Come on, let's try. What's 8 times 7? What do you think? Let's guess.
Kaya pa.
So what are the chat? I tweeted this out, Alex. What do you think? BBM, does he know what 8 times 7 is?
Ko consult niya muna.
I know I've asked this also on the podcast, and I meant to do this when you said you were traveling to the U.S. and then you're going to be traveling a lot. How fast do you think Bongbong Marcos changes the name of the airport? So on Monday, I'm assuming he's going to win. I honestly think he's going to win.
Lenny's
right?
going
to
win.
Sure. I hope so. But I mean, just trying to be as realistic as possible. I think he's going to win on Monday. And so when is the, you win and then the, what is it called? When you get sworn in. It's like January. June 30 inauguration. How fast do you think he changes the name of Ninoy Aquino International Airport, where his father had somebody murdered?
1 week. kasi kakaibigan niya yung Congress and Senate. Kaya papayitan niyan sa Marcos International Airport. MIA, missing in action.
Well, you know, and it'll also stand for Manila International Airport. I'm assuming he's going to go to Manila International Airport, or yes, Marcos International Airport. But you think on July 6th, the name of the airport has changed?
Shit, yes. Oo nga, gagawin niya yun. Naipalibing na nga niya yung tatay nila sa...
Binagpalit sa Duterte.
Well, but those are completely different things, right? I mean, obviously, the capital city airport is named after a guy who's your arch enemy and one that, you know, of
and
course...
And then, ano niya, no? So, syempre, feeling ko rin, isa sa mga gagawin niya, yung mga cases na ng family niya, i-absuelto niya lahat yun. Ano tawag doon yung, not veto power, but the pardon. Ipa-pardon na lahat yun.
Well, you'd have to pardon criminals who are actually tried and then found guilty. But I mean, just to stick to the one topic, the airport, which is 1 week.
Yung pera nga napalitan na kunyari 1,000 muna yung pinalitan eh, para pinalitan ng ibon yung tatlo, yung bayaning tatlo. Ngayon, pinapapalitan na yung 500. Ang bilis lang ha. Ang na-realize ko rin is kahit si Lenny manalo or Lenny and Kiko manalo, yung Congress is made up of majority of of Duterte and Marcos, and the Senate is also will be composed of karamihan Marcos and Duterte, so it's gonna be a rough presidency for Lenny.
That's okay. It's still worth it.
Mabilis, kaya kung sinagot yun mo, mabilis talaga magpalit ng ano, dahil nga kabarkada niya yung mga doon. Magbibil ka agad niyan, bill, tapos pa.
I'm gonna say realistically, right, that the airport's name is gonna be changed by the end of the year. I don't think they go after do it right away because it looks so vindictive. But I think within this year by December, that shit is renamed for sure. It might even be earlier. And in fact, you're probably closer to the actual. Like, if we were gonna split between my date and your date, it's probably gonna be closer to your 1 week than my 1 year.
If I really want to rename that airport and it's such a big deal, I would renovate it and make it look so glorious.
I'm sure, and then
rename it. You know,
I'm sure his narcissism will allow him to actually make it nice looking and then rename it. It's also good for, of course, for the PR part of it, but I'm absolutely confident that he's going to actually make it look a little
better. Pero ang ibig sabihin ng papayitan na yung simula nung pag-turn ng wheel, may ano yan, magpapayin na ng billion, process yan. So si Mo naman, tama naman. Yung implementation kasi is different from the, yung may nakaisip niyan, may magpapayil kaganyan the first week yung sisip-sip na Congress.
Yep. No, you're 100% right. All right, sorry, Chichay.
Chichay, ikaw.
Beautiful Doha Airport. I've been there. God damn, what a beautiful airport that is. In fact, one of the prettiest ones I've ever been to. It's not as fun as some of the other ones like Singapore and whatnot, but beautiful, absolutely, sparkling. Airport.
Yeah.
Kumikilang talaga?
Yeah, it is. You go to the bathroom, shit's made out of gold. Like,
damn.
Everything's fucking made out of gold. It's fucking intense.
Nakakayan tumae. Unless gold yung tayo mo.
All right, anyway, go ahead. What's up?
I'll just ask for advice sa new relationship ko. I called several occasions kasi yung I caught my ex cheating, and both of them, well, two ex actually in the span of 2 years, and then now I have a new boyfriend, but he's younger. However, it's just 4 months pa lang, tapos parang nagsubside na yung sex namin. It was for a week, it was every day, but now twice a week na lang.
Yeah.
And yung frequency in a day, medyo bumaba. And
frequency in a day? Oh my God.
I mean, before kasi eight times.
Sometimes eight times a day.
Na lang.
Eight times a day?
Teka lang, 8 times a day.
Wala ba yung
trabaho? Meron naman, pero kasi twice na lang kami nakikita in a week. So, siyempre, ang ini-expect mo in a honeymoon period, medyo gutom pa yan, di ba?
Eight rounds.
Yung first month naman.
Ano yung tura ng flex mo noon? Nakabuka mahang.
Okay, Chichay. Let's get some realistic numbers here, okay? Okay. Fine. You're not gonna. No one's doing eight anymore. Okay, that's really hard to pull off long term. And if you're complaining about frequency within the day, what do you want?
Well, at least two or three
in a 24-hour period. Wow. Yeah.
Right. Yes, in a day, at least two or three.
At least.
And when, at least, given the fact that we only meet twice a week, na lang.
You're trying to extrapolate the everyday seven and compress it into two. So I want to have sex every single day, which is seven times a week, but I want to compress it into 2 days because we only see each other on weekends.
Hindi ba maubusan ng bala yung guy?
No. Pero, of course not. No. Don't ever think that, babe.
easy, Mo. It's not your case. Where that
yeah.
You,
don't ever think
your,
that.
Your trial is in the other courtroom.
Yeah.
Meron, kumukonti nga lang. Ang tanong ko lang, wag mo naman, sana buong araw naman, no? Chay, no, may pahinga ng konti, no?
Hindi
naman,
course, hindi yung... Course,
hindi may kain, no? May kain, tapos may praying, may prayers, ganun prayers, kain, pacha, yeah. Tapos balik. Tira, tapos well, pacha, kain. May ganun naman,
movie,
no?
Movie in the middle. Ganun.
Wait, is he Muslim? No. Is he Muslim? Okay, is he a local no. Qatari guy? Okay.
No. He's an American.
Okay. Oh, I mean, mucha. Because they do
Malang
pray,
butiti,
right?
Malang butiti nun.
Yabang.
So, tapos, yun nga, twice a week na lang kami nakikita. So, I was hoping na pag nakita kami, medyo ano siya, medyo intimate and medyo into it. Yeah. Ba? Yeah. Kasi parang naging complacent in complacent in the span of 4 months. So,
sorry. Parang natawa ako sa isang comment. Parang ano yung minimum 8 glasses of water a day daw sa chat
room. Alam mo na imagine ko pag 8 kung gano'ng ka-scary yun. Alam mo yung kakatapos na may pag-sex. Tapos, di ba, iikot ako. Pag-ikot ko, nasa harap ang kulit.
Natatakot yung
nung kakaugot lang ng edits. Kahit yung edits ko kakaugot, hihilain ako sa banyo ng edits ko, mga pang-apat. Sabi sa edits ko, boss, hindi akin kaya masustain to, boss. I'm telling you right now, pag ito, nagwalo talaga. Sabi ko sa'yo, lalayas ako. Titi, hindi ako lalabas, boss. Hindi ako lalabas. Magkakaroon ako ng pobre sa ting. Sa pek, promise. Pag ako naawalo, kinabukasan, hindi ako maroon ng porn. Nasa church ako.
How old is your boyfriend?
He's 24.
Whoa, wait, 24. Okay. Hormones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. How old are you again, Chichay?
30. Yung tumawag pa naman si Chichay, sabi ko, napaka ang boses naman ito, napaka demure. Hindi ka talaga pwede mag-judge ng isang tao. Parang sabi ko, ano kaya tatawag nito? Siguro ang tatawag nito
but
about
Chichay,
career.
Were you the one that was, do I recall, because sometimes, I know that there are repeat callers from the Middle East. Were you the one that was hospitalized because you got fucked so hard and then you almost died? Were you the one?
No.
Cheating boyfriend call nga daw.
Oh, well, I mean, I think Chichay's called maybe, you know, a handful of times. Okay, I just was trying to see if that was the same girl. Okay, listen. What was the question? How to get more?
Wala pang question.
Yeah, advice lang. And also, kapag last week, once lang namin ginawa yung deed, and then for 48 hours, so nag-masturbate na lang ako. And then I have a even while doing the deed, nagkaha problema ako matapos. Mm-hmm. Yes, mag-cam.
medyo na ilang ka doon sa site ang cam, pero hindi ka na ilang sa 8 beses, no? Sa masturbate. Medyo, yung mga pinipili ka rin mga words. So, nag-cam, tapos ano.
So, what I do is, I think about my ex-boyfriend.
And now we're talking.
Yeah, so then parang na-frustrate na ako kasi yung intimacy level din bumaba. So, ninit ko yung ex ko sa Dubai. For 24 hours.
Naloko na naman tayo mo.
Wait, what the fuck? Wait, this thing is taking a turn.
I know.
What happened?
So, sexually frustrated ako for a month now. because of what's happening with the frequency of the sex and yun nga yung relationship status namin. So what
one time lang kayo in 48 hours na nag-sex pero previously madami naman.
No, it's been couple of weeks na. Yes. Hmm.
Okay, let's go.
Can I get my numbers right here again? Sorry, I'm trying to message the next caller because we're having these technical problems that I maybe have missed something. You're complaining because you're not getting enough sex per day, or you have seen him and even in one whole calendar day you did not have sex. What's the complaint again?
It's just yung kinocompare ko yung sex life namin for the last month's namin compared to what's happening right now.
Okay, on average, you see each other two times a week. On average. Yes. How many times do you have sex on average per week?
Well, now, naging once na lang siya.
Okay, so you're having one sexual encounter per 2 days.
Per 48 hours.
Yes.
That's a huge decline. Okay, so which led you to masturbating na lang so that you can get sexually satisfied. And in the process, you were thinking about your ex and you finally decided to meet your ex in Dubai.
Then you flew you flew to Dubai. Did you take Emirates? Which one? Qatar. Oh, Qatar Air is another great airline. What an amazing airline.
That's good.
Fucking love that Qatar airline. Okay, anyway, so you go to Dubai. What is the conversation with Dubai guy? It's, hey, listen, this is just going to be for sex. My boyfriend doesn't really fuck me as much as you did, so I'm going to go. I'm going to fly over there. I'm going to fuck your brains out, and then I'm going to go home.
Yes.
And he says, "Yep."
Yeah, but he wants something more. He wants a relationship. But then again, I told him it's just for sex. It's just for 24 hours.
Okay, all right. And you've done this only one time.
Yes, and I feel really guilty.
Gano'ng katagal yung biyahe sa mula po sa Dubai? Gano'ng katagal yung biyahe?
An hour.
An hour and a half.
Yeah. So that's premeditated sex. That's really... And there's no stopping, you know. Wala ka na daan ng mga religious na, no? Reminding songs na reminding you of your boyfriend.
Determined, nagbook na ng ticket. Alam niya na no? I need to get it.
And you went to the boyfriend mo. Ang ganda ng sitwasyon ng boyfriend mo. The pussy is coming, being delivered.
Alam niya that you were coming?
I'm not expecting any member. I'm coming. I'm gonna fuck your brains out. Gusto ko na relasyon.
Did he at least pick you up at the airport?
Yes, he paid for everything.
Oh,
thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
First class.
You fly here in the Philippines, I will pay for you also. For everything.
Okay, so we need a question here, Chichay, at some point, right?
What's the question, Chichay?
Yeah.
Are you guilty? Is it how do I get more? Like, what is it?
Yes, I feel guilty. And advice on how to frame it with my boyfriend that I want more intimacy. I want more sex.
Okay.
So I bring it up naman na to the table. And he said that we're just being complacent. We're past. In 4 months, he said, we're past it again to know each other. So, he said that na because ano din siya, pagod din siya sa trabaho. And... I think that's it. Sabi niya na we're past to the getting to know each other in 4 months. It's supposed to be a honeymoon period.
Yeah. Well, no. I mean, you're.
You fucked his brains out.
Well, no.
I'm kidding.
It's not even that. Listen, we've talked about this a lot recently on the show. Okay, and your sexual compatibility isn't like determined by what stage of the relationship you're
correct,
in.
Correct, yeah.
It is what it is. And what it requires, you need to find in a partner. And if you're not going to find it, well, you've already shown the capability of now cheating on him for it. So what does that look like for the future between you and this guy, or you and any guy? That, hey, I've got a standard. If you're not going to meet the standard, I'm going to cheat on you. Well, instead of getting to the cheat on you part, you should just then kind of look for another partner. 4 months is not the end of the world if you're going to break up with this guy because, well, this is the getting to know each other part. Outside of the honeymoon stage, there is the Let me see what this person is like long term. And clearly, he's not going to be able to step up to what you require sexually. So, yeah, you're going to cheat on him again. And or you can break up with him. And if you break up with him, you can find yourself a guy who is going to be able to step up to the standards that your vagina requires.
I see.
It's funny because last week, Alex was so frustrated at all of these guys who are not grabbing their girlfriend's boobs, frustrated with these guys who are not fucking their girlfriends. We're getting photos of these girls, and Alex is fucking so frustrated. And then you come along, and you sound pleasant and all of that, but then you throw fucking numbers out like 8 a day. And look at Alex, he's like, naaawa na sa mga titi na mga guys. And last week, he was so fucking livid that these guys weren't banging their girlfriends. Now he's like, oh shit, man, no one can keep up with this girl. Alex, what are your thoughts on Chichay's problem?
Eh, yung setup lang ng pagproblema mo, dinastify mo lang yung sarili mo, pero you're just finding fault dun sa isang relasyon. Kasi kawawa naman yung guy na wala namang ginawa sa'yo kundi nagkulang lang, which is the normal naman na trajectory ng relationship. Pagka mas mahal mo naman, matatanggap mo naman yan eh. Kasi minsan, ano naman yan eh, hindi naman, yung sex kasi pwedeng napag-usapan nyo sana eh, mamaya meron lang series ng hindi ko kasi naipag-sex kasi sa iba eh. So, ibig sabihin, hindi talaga solid yung relationship nyo.
Well, it's a four-month relationship though. You know what
four
I mean?
This
is different.
Pero 4 months, dapat, nasa 4 months kayo, dapat magsis, patagal yan eh. Ibig sabihin, patagal.
I know, but what I'm saying is like, not that pero, in 4 months, you can't break someone's heart, but somebody cheating on you in a 4 month relationship versus someone cheating on you in a 4 year relationship, I think there's a step up and or step down, say the gravity of how it's of the crime. No,
pero ibig sabihin, you're doing something wrong sa earlier stage ng relationship niyo. Hindi ka nakalagpas dun sa pagsubok? Kasi lahat naman ng mga relationship kaya tumatagal dahil dumadaan sa mga pagsubok. Ikaw konti lang na reason, takbo ka sa ex mo, paipag-sex ka. Ngayon, tinatanong mo yung boyfriend mo, ba't ka mahina sa sex? Hindi naman solusyon yung ginawa mo eh, kundi you just compounded your problems.
I see what you're saying, Alex.
Ang ibig sabihin, may dahilan ka na 4 months pa lang nga eh. Hindi, 4 months pa nga lang na eh, pag nag-cheat ka na eh. Pwede mo naman tignan sa lahat-lahat ng angulo yan eh. So,
yeah, but I'm talking about the difference between a relationship misdemeanor versus a relationship felony. And in a sense that this girl, 4 months into her relationship, articulated to her boyfriend what she wants sexually. He responded with, well, we're no longer in the honeymoon stage or the getting to know each other stage. It's like, what? Like, that's your answer? Well, fuck that. Then she masturbates. Then she gets a free flight to fucking...
Well, okay, so it might be... Chichay, it might be different if you're seeing each other more often, right? Kasi nga naman, mukhang busy kayo at sa weekend lang kayo nagkikita.
So, that's fair.
So for me, right, like, try to see each other more often, right? I think that's a solution, right? So instead of having 8 in a day, we're mapapagod din talaga yun eh.
And well, then she wants 3. 8 was the high.
3 in a day, like if pagod na pagod ka na, and then you're also like, and it depends, right? Like baka physically mag-iba kayo ng hormone level kahit na 24-year-old guy siya. I'm just thinking, yung point ni Alex is, nag-opt out ka na mag-cheat agad as opposed to compromising and finding a solution. I think that's what Alex is saying. Like, okay, anong gagawin ko sa pagsubok na to? Parang yun ang sinasabi ni Alex. So, nag-usap kayo, hindi naman exciting yung sagot ng boyfriend mo, but may other solutions eh. See each other more often.
But why do we, see, and this is where I'm gonna call you out, babe.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm predicting and assuming, right? So you correct me if I'm wrong. Your advice to any other caller in a more mature relationship would be, you're a cheating bitch, get the fuck out.
No.
Right? What you're doing now is saying, oh, why don't you just see each other more and let me fix your problem.
Well, this is it's a case-by-case basis because she's trying to compound the frequency nung sex all in one day or in 48
no,
hours.
No, no, no. Cheating's cheating, straight up.
No, I'm
talking the reason
about-
why I think you're...
No, I like cheating is cheating. I agree with it. She cheated and she shouldn't have.
Right. Wait, and this relationship should no longer continue. That's what Chopper says on most cheating calls.
Ang tanong niya is paano niya isasabihin sa boyfriend niya at ma-accept ng boyfriend niya, right? Chichay, like, you know. So.
Right, but we have not addressed the things that we do, or at least you do in the past, which is admitting. If he can't step up, leave because you're already cheating. Let me finish my point because I think you will see my point when I'm actually done with it. Even you, like me right now, is looking at this relationship in its early stages and one that can be fixed. And the cheating, quote unquote, isn't as grave as if this girl called and she was in a 4-year relationship.
I don't know. Like for me, like cheating is cheating. Kung mafo-forgive ka ng boyfriend mo and you can go surpass that, right? Because that would be like the next challenge or pagsubok sa relationship niyo. Oh, nag-cheat ka. Ngayon, mahirap yun kasi you have to earn your boyfriend's trust and stuff. Obviously, admit to it, right? And it might help like with the whole sexual frequency situation that you have. But
I don't know.
But
hold on, doon kasi ako sa ano eh. Paano pag kamahal pa? Ahead,
yeah. Kung hindi ka naman ganun mo kamahal pa, I would rather just break up with him and to most point find someone who you're more sexually compatible with.
I'm sure you love him. I'm sure you do because you wouldn't be calling if this was a piece of shit relationship that had no future, right? Chichay, I'm sure this is something you want. This guy, this boy, you want him to be your boyfriend in the future. Now and until, you know, indefinitely. But what I'm saying is, we know what you're capable of doing based on what's important to you in this relationship. If we want to go love languages, physical touch. Let's just say that's yours. Clearly, it looks like it's yours. And if he's not going to provide that, well, we know what you're capable of doing. So why are we going to waste the time? He's got time to waste. You still have some, but there's a 6-year gap here, love. I mean, you might find out that he's not going to be the boyfriend you want 2 years from now, and you've wasted two of your end of your prime years. And I'm not sure if it's worth that. You're 30. We all wish we could be 30 again. I'm not going to waste my 30s. My again, in the latter years of my physical prime on a what if.
Mm-hmm.
When I clearly know what I want. Sorry, Alex. Now, I know you were lined up after Chopper there, but I went a little bit.
Okay. Dun sa relationship, wala na akong pakialam kung anong gawin mo sa buhay kasi ginawa mo na muna yung kasalanan. Kasi paano pag sinabi ng boyfriend mo na, sige, step up ako. Halimbawa lang, step up ako. Kahit mag-step up siya, meron ka na ginawa. Ayun na yung nasa back of your mind na, di ba, may ano ka ng baggage na, putya, bigla pa lang nag-step up yung boyfriend mo, nag-sex na kayo, tapos ang ganda, mahal na mahal mo pala, pero hindi mo na mawawala yung baggage na may ginawa ang sex na alam mong, sana hindi mag-come up soon, di ba? Kasi, parang yung ano mo, yung tawag mo sa amin, isang level sana kung, alam mo, kulang ka mo ko sa sex ng ano bang gagawin ko? Sarap sana mag-advise, di ba? Tapos, yung pangalawa, ay naipag-sex nga pala ako. Parang, oops, sandali. Iba ng story nun. Kasi meron ka ng isang layer
Di
ba, parang isang layer pa ng, oy, sandali. Parang, sandali, di ba?
This is not just kung about kaya, frequency anymore. You fucked up.
Oh, hindi na siya frequency. Meron na siyang something na you have to, so ano, no. So, pag naipag-split ka, pabor din sa boyfriend mo kasi nga, may ginawa ka naman. Pagka tinuloy mo yan, nagkaroon kami ng konting problema kasi yung tumawag sa amin yun, ikaw yung defense lawyer kami ngayon eh. Dapat nasa ano kami, nasa
prosecution.
Nasa prosecution o kaya psychologist o kaya prosecution kasi wala namang ginagawa yung boyfriend mo, mukhang may pagkukulang sa'yo. Pero nang nag-sex ka sa iba.
Oo. Kung yung boyfriend mo yung tumawag.
O parang yung boyfriend mo ngayon ang ano, medyo naaawa ako kasi humina lang sa sex tapos 'di ba? Tapos mahal na mahal ka pala.
Teka lang, Alex. Diba? Pagka humina naman sa sex yung babae, sinasabi din naman natin.
No,
he's talking about the cheating. He's talking about the cheating, not the lack of sex.
No. Oh. Exactly, right? Like naawa si Alex sa lalaki kasi humina sa sex yung lalaki, nag-cheat tong si girl. E balik na rin natin kung nag-cheat si boy kasi nang hina si babae sa
galit din ako kay boy.
He's talking about the cheating. He's not talking about the lack of sex life because everybody feels bad for those people. it's the what did you do about it part that he's addressing. Now
it's always done way.
Now I am like this, Chichai. It's an early relationship. You guys are young. I'm not so bent about the you cheating part because you guys are so new. I mean, really, let's do the numbers. 2 times a week, 4 months, you've seen him 16 times, or give or take, right? I mean, what is it? 32 times, or 34 times, whatever it is. What's the math? 32 times. You've seen him really only a few amount of times. And is that the end of the world that you cheated on him because you wanted your sexual desires fulfilled?
Ano nang damdaman mo nung pagkatapos?
Guilty ka. That's why she feels guilty.
Gano'ng karami ba? Gano'ng karami yung round? Di ba?
Na-guilty ako.
Oh, gano'ng karami? Gusto muna namang numbers.
Yeah, how many times did you fuck that guy in Dubai?
How many days did you stay?
It's just 24 hours. So only three.
Three. All right. Yeah. Which is your, again, that's your.
What about like that's your a going vibrator?
Well, that's what she did. She masturbated. It's just not the same. And then, you know, I totally get all of this. Okay. My thing is this. The guy's not going to be able to hang with your desires. I would rather you break up with him.
And find someone who can hang.
Exactly. That's it. That's all. Honestly, it is for everything that Alex has said is right. And everything that Chopper said that's right. I'm only talking about you and your life. You are not going to get what you want. Move on from this 24-year-old boy, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thanks for the call, Chichai. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good day.
Bye.
All right, bye. Let's take our next caller. Sorry, because she just messaged me that she has to run, so I want to make sure we get her in, and then we will, I guess, talk about other stuff. Sandra, how old are you?
I'm turning 40 this year.
40 years old. You are in Pasig, yes?
Before, but now I'm in QC.
Okay, so you're 40 years old, QC. I'm typing all of this. Okay, sorry. I know I hate to rush you here, Sandra, but I know that you have another appointment and you kind of needed to get on the show right away. So I apologize for the delay in getting you on, but you are a third caller. By the way, my wife is here, Chopper.
Hey.
Alex is here. It's an AMA episode.
Hello. So
thank you for being here, Sandra. What's up?
Sorry. My story might be not as
no, wild. Don't apologize. It's totally fine. Listen,
we
don't want to talk about threesomes all night long every single episode.
I really wanted to get your reaction because now I'm just really laughing at it. So okay. Mo, you wanted me to start on?
Yes, please. Go ahead. Just start from the beginning. Go ahead.
Yeah. So a couple of months ago, like right before Christmas, I noticed my husband's ex being too comment, post in my in-laws, his siblings' Facebook stuff. And
so not on his siblings.
Not on his. They're okay. Not Facebook friends. They haven't spoken to in a long time. And these are like, they were like high school, college sweethearts.
That's what I was going to ask. Like ex, yeah. Like married ex or girlfriend ex. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. So decades ago. So, and he told me before, the reason why they broke up was he outgrew her. And they were just so freaking young that time, and that's it. And he never heard from her or whatever, and they just moved on. So, napansin ko last year, and for some reason, it kept popping in front of my feed. She would comment, for example, to my sister-in-law or brother-in-law, like, oh, I miss you, ate, I miss you, kuya, or Merry Christmas, Happy Birthday. The first few comments were fine. I was like, oh, that's sweet. That's fine. But
no,
like
wasn't.
the third portion
wasn't sweet, you liar.
Yeah, but you know, I don't wanna overthink that first ones. But the third one was like, you're my forever ate kuya talaga. Thanks for loving me. I was like, what the hell? Sobrang papansin. So that was my initial reaction. And I had to show it to him. It's like, look at this. It's so pathetic. Like,
yeah.
Because in my head, I will never do that to the siblings of my ex. I am very civil to them. And I think two of them, my Facebook friends, but it's just plain pleasantries like happy birthday, Merry Christmas, like that, but not like forever ate kuya, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And I was telling my husband, like, kulang na lang ikaw i-mentioned this post. Parang everyone was mentioned, the whole world was mentioned. And I was telling him, you go back to the basic principle. Why do you post in Facebook? It's because you want people to see what you're up to. What, you know, and obviously she wants me to see that, oh, hi, I'm still very okay with
okay.
your family.
Sandra, let me cut you off here real quick. The two things that you said that I don't agree with, but I get why it's bothering you. Okay, so let me at least be on your side and be empathetic with, I get why it's bothering you. But there are two things that you said that are clearly not logical. So to me, I'm going to say no. Number one, the way you treat Facebook isn't the way other people treat Facebook.
Yeah,
okay, number one. Number two, just because you wouldn't do it doesn't mean everybody else shouldn't do it, right? So those are two things that always stick out with me when people tell a story and how they feel about something. But having said that, I get why it's irritating. I think I'm going to go with the word irritating at best for you. And how it's not an actionable thing yet. Because it's not his post. Yeah. It's his sibling. But listen, there's a problem here. And
I have follow-up questions to this story.
Yeah, and worthy to talk about it. This is a nice little problem because it's kind of unique for the show. Anyway, continue with your story, and then whenever you're ready with your question, throw it out.
No, I think you're absolutely right. I do respect people have different perspectives in Facebook. I think if Mo, I spoke to you like 2 months ago, I would be not this calm.
Oh, but now, okay, right. Yeah, you tried getting on the show, I think 12 weeks ago was when you messaged me, so it's been a while.
No, but I think you had COVID that time. That's why.
Okay. I think so. Right. Okay, so you were more mad.
But now it's like tinatawanan na lang namin talaga. And honestly, I'm so busy with everything else. I haven't seen if she has, you know.
Recently.
It's not like I'm stalking her, but for some reason, it just blows in my screen.
My question though is, nagre-reply ba yung relatives ng husband mo?
Yeah, I forgot to mention. Because my sister-in-law, my brother-in-law, they're like super, the nicest people in the world. Mm-hmm. Sila yung ate ng bayan, kuya ng bayan.
Forever.
Ng everyone.
Yeah.
So they're very loving and I'm just grateful to have them in my life. And I don't blame her for being that caring for them until now. But I guess, sana piniem nyo na lang.
Yeah. Like, if anything is like an actionable item, if anything, it's you talking to your husband, na, babe, pwede bang makausap mo naman si ate and si ano, like...
I did see that. It was like...
Baka naman mamaya, like... Kasi the your husband could talk to his siblings and parents, like, hey, you know, out of respect naman sa wife ko, ex ko yan. So, wala naman issue sa kanya, pero wala naman siyang nabanggit. Napansin ko lang, right? Like, so your husband shouldn't make it look like it's coming from you. But from him, like I would prefer na hindi niyo nagawin yun kasi baka makita ng wife ko. Something like that, right? And she might more of it. Did he do that?
Thanks for that. I did mention that to him.
Mm-hmm.
And kasi talagang wala na siyang pakialam sa kanya at all. And in his thinking, he might just open a can of worms and it's really not a big deal. It's not affecting our life and we're fine right now as it is. It's just something laughable, I think, when I reflect on it now with you guys.
Right.
So if you're okay with it, like if you're super okay with it now, right? Kasi syempre, like if anything actionable, yun lang. But if you're okay with it, and him saying like, and hindi naman kayo naapektuhan, I don't think you should do.
Well,
anything.
I don't think I think you're okay with it because it's the frequency is less than it was, say, during Christmas. Yeah. So it's not that you're okay with it now. It's just she has slowed down. Now maybe she's a holiday commenter and as the holidays get close, we will see this thing again and it's gonna piss you off again.
Anong comment yung crossing the line?
Well, all of that was really kind of funny,
like,
gross.
You're crossing the line na tipong, babe, kailangan patikilin mo na to.
Well, no, because she's done everything. She said, I miss you. Has she said, I love you? I'm sure she said, I love you.
Do sa family.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I love you. I miss you. You're my kuya forever.
She's meron bang...
fuck that!
I don't know though. I don't know if this is that big of a deal.
Hugs to the kids. It's like, I don't think you ever met my nephew.
Which kids?
Here's the question I want to ask: are they meeting up at all?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, no. Okay. And I asked that, but I don't know. But
Alex, is this petty shit or what? I mean, because Chopper and I are invested in this because. I mean, maybe...
Feeling ko lang kasi one day baka mag-end up sa reunion nila. Ma-invite my accident.
Yeah, hold on. Is this petty, Alex, or is this a real considerable problem?
Petty in a way na, alam mo, it's ang krimen. Hindi yan exposed. you know, kung halimbawa may relasyon kaming dalawa, ang pinaka no-no dyan, do not show anything, wala tayong trace, walang comment. Yan talagang ang hindi mo nakikita ang nakakatakot. Hindi kami magpapa-obvious. Unless sasabihin, reverse. Hindi makontrol ng lalaki yung girl na. Sabi na huwag ka mag-comment dahil mahalatang meron tayo. Pero ang talagang lihim, ang may relasyon, may ginagawang kasirawulan, isa sa mga ruling, don't post anything, don't comment on anything or whatever. So, pero yung laman niya, ang nakakainis, ang chick, ang tingin ko, nagfe-feeling lang yung girl. Na yeah. Alam mo, yung parang dati kaming close, gusto niya na sabihin na kaming close, pero other than that, wala siyang...
Oo, parang pinapaandar lang ng girl.
Pinapaandar lang yun. Kasi
know.
Alam mo...
Yeah, I don't know if that's true.
Nakakainis dyan kasi nga, yung may problema doon sa babae. Ibig sabihin, kahit naman, ano sasabihin ng lalaki? Sasabihin ng lalaki, huwag kang mag-post. Di lalong ma-impress yung babae na, na-apekto yung girlfriend
mo. I don't know. I'm not sure if I agree with any of this. And the reason why is, you said you established that your in-laws are kuya and ate ng bayan. I mean, it is not out of the ordinary.
Pero dapat hindi na sa mga ex.
Well, they're not though. They're not meeting up. And, they're not having a dinner.
Oh,
you know, they're just it's and, Christmas. Fucking A.
And I just ibig sabihin mo tama, agree ako na wala to ha. Ibig sabihin ang ibig mo sabihin.
Wala nga, pero like my name is like
ang post niya nakakainis lang kasi hindi naman naiisip nung girl na may mali siya. Ang ibig nang kasabihin ko, ibig sabihin may mga sorry, go.
No, sir. And the funny thing was, I did a bit of investigation that time. She would always initiate the post, not my family.
Of course. Of course.
Yeah, but your family could just like not reply, is what I'm saying, to not indulge it.
Yeah, I know. But I think from her or his perspective, it's nothing from them. Wala lang. And then I did a little bit of investigation. I found that she had a recent ex. So sabi ko, bakit hindi ka na lang mag-ganyan sa family na recent
your
ex
narrative,
mo?
Your narrative, right?
Okay,
your narrative,
look,
because they're not
saying,
they're not kuya and ate ng bayan. My God.
Oh. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. This is like, and they're married. Like
you're
Sandra.
40 years old.
I know. There's like ex-ethics 101.
No, it isn't. Yeah. It's where it crosses the line is if she is posting on his post. That's where I'm like, fuck that. We are at war. Okay. No.
From the family, right? Like, for example, let's just switch it around. For example, what if an ex of mine started posting or commenting sa family ko saying da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And then, to me, if you talk to me, Mo, like, I'm going to make sure, like, hey, mom, sibs, like, don't respond. Just let him comment all he wants, whatever. If you want to block, fine. But don't respond.
Yeah,
it's so disrespectful
to my
husband.
My siblings, though, versus the personality of her siblings. Or her
I'm
in-laws.
Talking about my siblings.
I know. But hear me out, okay? And this is more a general rule than it is Chopper family, Mo family, this girl's family. If your in-laws are well known to be the nicest people in the barangay, they are going to get messages a lot from a lot of people, okay? If it's their birthday, if it's Christmas, and their comments is enumerate their comments, and it's in the, artistas in the hundreds, right? Thousands. But let's say it's in the 20s and 25s and 30s, and she's just one of them. No issue, man. No issue. In fact, at best, it's irritating. And that's why I wanted to use the word irritating. Yeah, that's at best, it's irritating. Or worst, however you want to phrase it, prospectively.
I don't know. I would have issues with my in-laws families.
And that's fine. But see, the difference between my family, let's say it was happening to me. My siblings are aggressive, okay? So Chopper can go to them and
Mo
go,
is actually the mildest.
Yeah, I'm fucking mild. My
he's
siblings
the sweetest
are
person
fucking
you'll ever
aggressive.
Meet on the planet.
The sisters, the girls in my family are fucking bite your head off. So Chopper can go to my sister, any of them, and go, fuck that bitch. Don't fucking message her. And my sisters would be like, yeah, fuck that bitch. You know, they're aggressive, right? Your in-laws aren't like that. So for you to go up to them and go, hey, ate, pwede ba yung putang inang bruha na yan?
Hindi ganun.
I know, I'm exaggerating. But even if you did it in a very diplomatic way.
Kaya nga yung husband yung magsasabi, hindi siya.
I know, but even then, you're talking about the nicest people in the world.
I know, but because they're so nice, They're so nice, Sandra. If your husband is able to put it, only if you want to. If you're fine now, you're fine. If your husband is able to put it into proper perspective for the super nice people of your family that they are, they would be the most understanding to you at the very most, because you are family today, they would, oh, nga, no? Pag nag-reply ako, i-DM ko na lang.
I'm only gonna say this if she's messaging on every post. If it was a Christmas post or a birthday post, my God, let's move on.
Kaya nga binring up ko yung, ano yung cross the line? Ano yung cross the line na pupunta si Sandra sa asawa at sabi niya, go talk to your family.
Pagka nag-alam, alam mo, pag... Ba't ako natatawa dito? Kasi ano to eh.
Babaw.
May tao kasi, for example, alam mo, babae ako. Nag-post ako doon sa isang kay Mo, ako yung girlfriend body mo. Nag-post ako sa pamilya pa, hi, di pa kay Mo, ha? Sa pamilya pa. Hi, tito, Merry Christmas. I miss you guys. I hope you know. Tapos ganun. Wala akong intention na masama sa simula. Tapos bilang nakita ko si Chopper, may kasunod na message. Tapos siya sabing, hi, Merry Christmas din. Tapos ganun, hi. Tapos bilang may mga andami. No? Alam mo yung pipiling ng babae? May ipag-chikan ako sa mga kaamiga ko. Tinan mo yung asawa kay Demo. Apektado siya, girl.
Hindi naman. Bakit naman sa message si Sandra?
Ibig sabihin na ignore mo lang yan pag Pasko-Pasko. Kasi ibig sabihin, wala ka dapat ipag-alala dyan dahil may taong lang na pag naka-move on na wala naman sa isip nila magpo-post lang doon na siyempre may konting chika-chika because they were close.
Alex, you don't understand the mind of a girl. Kung magpo-post ako, kahit gaano pa ka-friendly ng mga ex ng mga in-laws ko or whatever, may intention yan. Nagpaparamdam yan.
I disagree, but...
Umaaligid na yan. No. Naghihintay ng one day, husband ni Sandra magbe-message.
No.
The mind of a woman.
Not if it's Christmas and birthdays. Like, if it's Christmas birthday with the rest
of
the world...
If I'm the woman, I would be like, para subtle, I would do it during the holidays. Para kung ma-flag ako, well, it was the holidays! I was just
That's
saying,
the reason
baby,
why I don't you're... like, follow, and do comments sa lahat na mga...
I'm just saying.
I'm not 100% sure any of the stuff that we're talking about is realistic in our lives. I think, again, Sandra, you're fine. Chopper had a question and said, until when, though? Okay, fine. Until when, though? Let's answer that. If it's unnecessary, remember my whole unnecessary conversation fucking speech I had the other week? If it's unnecessary... Then approach your husband and say, babe, you know what? It's making me feel uncomfortable.
Like, good morning, blah, tita. Kumain na po ba kayo?
Yeah, clearly unnecessary bullshit, then fine. If it's birthdays and Christmas, I'm going to say exercise a bit more patience, no matter what it says. Because at this point, she has said...
Eh, paano sa Mother's Day? Just, kunwari, biglang nagpadala tong si ex ng Mother's Day gift sa mother
and
Sandra.
This is the problem with girls. You have made it way more complicated than the reality is, and it's unnecessary.
If the ex-girlfriend... Send Chopper. And say mada to the
you
mother.
You call us. Then we'll you're talk to you about it.
You're adjusting the question yeah. to the problem para mag-suit doon sa...
I don't want to add any paranoia you to this girl by... Well, what if on Sunday?
No. I'm just saying, Sandra, keep your guards up.
Nope. Sandra...
Keep your guards up, Sandra.
Ka sa walang kaingay-ingay.
If right now, walang intuition, pero pag biglang yung intuition knows.
No.
No problem.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Sandra. You're fine.
Actually, it's just giving me a chuckle now, just hearing
you. Yeah, until Christmas comes around, motherfucker. Yeah, all right. Until Jesus' birthday is...
Ang masakit kayo, nag-comment yung girl.
Mapapaabang daw si Sandra
po. I hope that girl's a listener of this show and is listening and says, Aba po,
tangin.
Magko-comment ako every day.
Look at this. Magko-comment with a picture of them together pa.
Yeah, now I'm trolling
you. Remember this, tita, when we're together pa? Remember this, tita?
Tita, where are you voting, tita? Where are you voting on the X's for Lenny? Let's go.
Sige, tita, BBM po ba kayo, Lenny? Ako eh, pero BBM na rin ako, tita.
X is for Lenny. Let's go. Come on.
Oh, ito pa matindi. Mag-upost yung ex-girlfriend. Tita, look at our picture, no? Doon yung happier times.
Happier?
Hey, I've got a question. Why did you guys break up? I mean, why did they break up? Is it you said he grew out of her and stuff like that? So there was no real. So there's no real problem, right? Like that. So just to let it marinate in your head.
No, it's serious.
No. I came in like years back.
I know, but I mean, the reason why they broke up, there was no real issue.
Wala talaga
issue.
No,
right.
She was, in other words, according to him, according to him, she was possessive.
Oh,
she
right. Of course. Well, yeah. Of course, that's the press release to the girlfriends, right? To the current.
Pero walang, like, walang nag-cheat, walang, ano,
yeah. All right. Anyway, Sandra, you're fine.
We're
if it gets worse, message me back. But I doubt it.
Mother's Day, Chopper.
Thank you, Sandra. You too. Happy Mother's Day. And the message box sa Mother's Day pag nag-comment siya. Comment na
natin. I will.
Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. So, all you, guys, lahat dapat yung mga Mother's Day, regardless kung ex o hindi, ibatiin natin ang Happy Mother's Day because there's no boundary when it comes to mothers. Let's greet them. One greet matters. Please.
Right. With a picture of happier times when you guys are together.
Yes.
Yung mga nanay ng mga ex natin.
May ano, may app kasi na pagkakinumbay niyo pangalan, yung mukha niyo magiging mapapakita yung magiging anak niyo.
What could have been?
Hi, tita. Ito po yung family namin dati ni ano. Ito po dapat yung anak namin, no? Sayang, no?
Ito yung upon niyo. Oh, jeez. You know what's bullshit here, babe, about you, man, is that you're friends with your ex-husband's best friends, and you guys comment on each other's shit on Instagram. I've told you on numerous occasions why you're still messaging these guys. And then your excuse is, well, they're not really that close anymore.
They're not best friends.
I see his face on their accounts, like, and I'm like... And I've told you, you've done nothing about it. So I don't understand why you can sit here and give this advice to these people. And they're best, they're fucking closer than you. Yeah, and yet
you're
constantly fucking messing. You know, best friend ng bayan, I love you, I miss you. And I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Look at you, Chopper.
It's my only gay friend.
I don't care.
I'm going to unfollow now and unfriend.
I've told you several times.
See?
I'm closer to those than my ex was.
It doesn't matter. They're still hanging out.
Look,
you're still friends with Casey, who's like also the ex.
No! Casey's not the girl! I have no interest in fucking Casey.
He's Chopper.
Stop it! Can we go to commercial break?
Casey is a celebrity, so pwede silang maging friends because of
my
the same show.
My gay friend is a celebrity.
He's not no goddamn celebrity. Oh my God, I'm
terrible.
Oh my God, so wait. Sino yung celebrity call center agent dito on her bathroom right now? Sino yung celebrity mechanical?
He's a celebrity designer.
The pain of Mo. Siya ang pinakamabayad sa Mo siblings.
Yeah.
Look behind you. There's a mirror. Man in the mirror.
Itago
na
yung passport mo para hindi makuha yung US visa mo.
I gotta make a change for the rest of my life. Man in the mirror, Chopper. Man in the mirror.
Fuck you.
Gonna really feel good. Gonna make a difference.
Gonna make it right. Hold on, I gotta play that song.
I don't know. I can't sing along to it. I don't know the song.
Michael Jackson, man. I don't know Michael.
Yung nagboles ng madaming bata?
That's him.
Hoy, hindi mo usapan ni Chopper. Tuwa doon, no? Dahil naman sinasay kong... Ah, Chopper.
I'm gonna make change.
Yes, to all the people who want to make change.
Gonna make a change for once in my life. Ayoko, hindi ko alam yung song.
It's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turned up the collar on my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street, but not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind? Are we the only ones who know this song?
Go on,
let me ask.
Wow, Alex and Camille bought 5 tickets to your show. Thank you, Camille.
I'm not
ex-Camille.
There's no issue.
Oh, I know this song.
That's why I want you to know. I'm starting with the man in the mirror. I'm asking him to change his ways. And no messes jumping in the club. If you want to make the world a better place, you better fucking change. And understand best man.
What
the fuck? Okay, Alex, Alex, best Michael Jackson song all time.
Huh? Mm.
What's your best Michael?
Best Michael Jackson song all time.
Oh my gosh.
Rock With You.
Billie Jean.
I fucking hate Rock With You. It's so disco. I just don't
I'm
like
gonna
disco.
Rock with you. I wanna rock.
What about Billie you. Jean? Billie Jean.
Yeah, I think Billie. Well, this is all hips. This is all. No, oh, yeah. No, that's not it. That's Thriller, isn't it? Or... Yeah, that's Thriller, right? Thriller. This is the fucking. That's like the hips, the pelvis gyration. This is the Elvis Presley shit.
Yeah, short kasi ako eh. Bahala na akong makita.
That's not how that Thriller too, babe. Everybody's like Thriller.
Oh my God, my bulsa pala yung dress queen pala. She was more like Beauty Queen from a movie scene. I said don't mind, but what do you mean? I am the one.
Really? This is the best?
Heal the world.
Oh, fuck you. Fuck Heal the World. Song. I do not like
this song.
Rock With You.
I'm not.
I don't like the song.
What about this?
It's too disco for me.
What's the Jackson 5
this
song?
This is very Bruno Mars-y. I mean, this is not my shit.
I can't.
Bar music though.
You gotta feel that beat, and we can ride the boogie. Share that beat of love. I wanna rock with you all night. Dance you
in the sun. Can I do mine?
What's yours?
This is mine. I love this song. This is best Michael Jackson song.
What's it?
There's a lot of hips in this one.
Billie Jean?
No. I know. I am not going to tell you what this is because you're going to hear it. I got to get the lyrics. This song is awesome. Alex? You know this?
Go, girl!
Don't say it. It's a long intro. There we go. It's a good song. Here we go.
Hey,
pretty baby with the high heels on. You give me fever like I never known. You're just the product of loveliness. I like the groove of your walk, your talk, your dress. I feel your fever from miles around. I'll pick you up.
It just kind of closes. Oh, this is such a good song. It's a good video.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah, I like that song. Really good song. Video. What's the Jackson 5 one? The really popular one?
ABC?
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Mm.
Can we play some Bruno Mars song?
No, because we gotta go. Slow songs? Is this the best one, maybe? This fucker's really good. Man, if he just didn't fucking have sex with those kids. Ugh.
Fuck those kids. Yung T3 kaya, pinak niya yun.
I have no idea. This is where you're drunk already, babe. Okay, you're red. You've had too much wine. Those are his nephews.
Oh, well, that didn't stop other people before.
Anywho, we out here. Alex, we don't hear you. Are you on mute? No, your microphone's off. I think you were dancing and you hit a chord.
Mitchell. Nag-performance level si Alex sa Zoom.
Yeah. Yan, okay ba tayo?
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, again, ang show ko, of course, May 27, nasa 280 na yung napibenta ko plus ano. So please, mga plus mga 150 naman na may ano. So please,
let's do it.
May 27, www.tickettome.net. And for those people who want to see me, July 12 to 16, nasa LA, July 16, Las Vegas, and Texas, July 17, mga ganong area, and then Houston, ganong area. Pero 21 hanggang 25, nasa New York ako. So see you, ha? Message me.
Maybe we should like rent a room in Vegas with you, like, you know, kind of side by side room, because as much as I know you're alone, and we'll definitely then we'll be with you when you come to Vegas, but I don't want you to stay at our house, because if you're if it's your first time in Vegas, you have to stay on the strip.
You have
it's
to just, have the hotel now, Vegas strip.
Ito, ito
you can't stay in someone's house.
For those people nag-offer, dami talaga nag-offer stay at our house. Ganito kasi, ako kasi yung tao na ilang ako sa ibang bahay regardless, kasi nga wala, di ba? Parang pag sa hotel ka, you can go out, go yeah. ano, whatever you do. Yeah. So yun talaga, I thank you. Pero mas gusto ko lang kasama ko sa labas. Pero ito lalabanan ko, takot talaga ako matulog. Sa ano, kaya ang ginagawa ko pag nasa, umaalis ako, pag wala akong kasama, ako lang, umiinom ako, then mas matapang ako kasi pag lasing ako. Saka English speaking kasi mga multo. Hindi ko alam kung paano mag-negotiate.
No, they're not. Multo is always like, oh, old, yeah, right. white lady from the province. It's never like, have you ever seen a social conyo fucking white lady?
Alam mo ba na yung multo dito, Alex, America, si Casper?
Talaga pag-uusapan natin dito yan, no? Alam mo na, ang
good TV
ko ang hotel, sa'yo, I want the lowest room. I want the lowest floor na room. So I, kasi sa mataas talaga, medyo magkakaroon ng problema tayo. I want the lowest room. I want, you know, tapos papalilis ako lagi ng kwarto. Four times, para lamit. Hindi, umiinom talaga ako. Ginawa ko yan sa Rome and ano and UK. Umiinom ako para malakas ang loob ko. Pero ang hirap kasi mag-react ng English. Ang hirap mag-express ng takot. Ng
Alex, Alex, oh, you know how, I mean, I know I'm gonna compound your fears here, and this is really bad of me to do, but imagine, you know how you always say you're scared of dying? I'm scared of dying. Imagine having to be put in a coffin or being put in like the cremation and knowing that you're terrified of the way you are, as terrified as you are, that must be fucking insane for you to think about.
Oh, ayun, iniisip ko ngayon yun kasi iniisip ko yun as buhay eh, di ba?
Yeah.
Kaya mayroon dilema ako. Tapos may dilema ako, alam mo dilema ko, excited lang ako, pero na-imagine ko, alone ako sa LA, a Pinoy, 5'5", 140 pounds.
Nasa news. Kaya nga, hindi ko alam bakit ka huwag ka mag-check-in sa hotel sa Hollywood downtown. You know?
You're fine. Alex, you're gonna be fine. Whether it be LA. Obviously, we'll tell you where to go and, you know, give you the recommendations and all that stuff to keep you very safe. You're gonna be 100% fine.
Napaka-weird kasi mo pag sinabi ko sa mga Pilipino, oy, pwede bang may sumama sa akin sa hotel, matulog lang? Parang weird, yo. Parang, Alex, are you gay? Come on, tell us. Kasi hindi naman, oh, takot ka. Di ba?
Dude,
parang,
speaking of, wait, sorry to jump off topic, but you know, you saw what happened to Chappelle a couple days ago when he got attacked on stage with a guy with a knife.
Wait, did he really get attacked on
stage? Yeah, he got on stage. The guy had a knife on him. Now, he didn't wield the knife, but he got stomped on. Chappelle, in true comedic form, didn't miss a beat. I think the moment he got attacked, kind of got up and said, well, that guy's probably trans. So, you know,
oh
just,
my God.
Just to really drive it home.
I'm gonna kill him. Luckily, he is clumsy. That's why pasok si Chris Rock. Is that Will Smith?
Is that Will Smith? Right?
Oh, yeah. Ganda ng bawi nila doon.
That's good. Yeah,
scary. That's scary. Scary times, though.
Lucky for him.
And this is kind of exactly what we were talking about in terms of comedians. Possibly.
Yeah. Alex, sigurado ka ba dyan?
At hindi ko na-real. Hindi, mga Pinoy film naman siguro manonood sa akin. Magkakaroon ako ng ano. Ang hindi ko lang naisip pa na isang factor is I'm going to play a lot of times doon sa US. Kasi I'm gonna fly to LA to Vegas, LA Vegas, Vegas Texas, Texas Ohio, Ohio
New York.
New York.
Yeah.
So that's 5 times.
Mm.
Tapos dalawang long flight.
No, yeah. Those are not.
You'll be fine. Those are like
Those are long flights. You're going to be fine.
Very excited ako. Excited ako. So
it's coming up.
Simo. So walang pressure. I'm gonna
I was going to say, Alex. I was going to say, Alex, it's the first time we're going to meet, but I forgot you have that photo of you and I when we're so small.
Nagkilala na kayo.
I was like, Alex and I have never met, but that's right. You still have that photo where you and I have met.
Oh, professional mo. Mo Twister. Hi, Alex. Oh, going to perform. Yeah, stand up. Ah, nice, man. Tapos pag-perform ko. Boom, I go. Ah, nice, man. That's it. That's our first meeting.
do me a favor, send me that photo again and let's recreate it with the same outfit or something really close to it and just see how we have changed through the years. But
stay longer in Vegas. Like if you can try to.
Dey, pumunta ako ng Texas muna tapos tignan ko yung vibe diyan sa Vegas kasi ang ganda nga talaga sa Vegas.
Yeah, all the way back. Yeah, all the way back. If you want, you could stay a little bit longer as well. But anyway, we'll plan that all out. We're on the show. Let's get out of here. Don't forget Alex's stand up live is going to be Music Museum May 27th. Do check that out. It is absolutely worth your while. And again, I know that that's as important as that is, Alex, it is not the most important thing. The most important thing is Monday.
Yes.
Lenny Robredo is your next president.
Yes.
Be a part of that.
I might not have a show on May 2nd.
That's right.
Lenny Kiko on the ballot, right. Please.
You know what? Buy your ticket now for the US. But it still says on your itinerary, Dino Aquino International Airport, as you leave. Because I'm sure when it's actually time to leave.
That's right.
Marcos International Airport.
Dino Aquino cannot be found. Marcos.
Anyway, thanks for hanging out, everybody. We appreciate you. Election Day's on Monday. That's why we haven't had too many episodes recently. You know, honestly, I'll tell you what it is. Not a lot of you guys are messaging me with problems. Everyone's mind is on the election.
Yeah.
I'm getting, you know, just a few messages here or there, but people are asking for advice. But most of the messages I get right now are about the election. And, you know, we're not going to do a whole election episode. So, yeah, if we don't have a show in the next couple of days, obviously everyone's mind is on this. And, you know, we need to definitely concentrate.
So how soon do we find out the results?
In a week, 2 weeks.
Yeah, it depends. I mean, it depends
on
how
close.
For the
local, it's going to be overnight.
Yeah, local's easy. That's generally kind of pre-decided. But it depends. It depends on how close it is. Closer it is, the longer it's going to take. So we'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do have a feeling. I do have a feeling Bong Bong wins. But man, if any of you guys, I think it's your civil duty, it's your country, it's your duty to your country to make sure that that does not happen.
You know, my worry is that ang daming kumakampanya na mga Amber at Natasha or whatever for Lenny, pero feeling ko lahati lang doon yung nakapagparehistro at para bumoto.
Alam mo kasi kay Bong Bong.
Kasi yung
mas
mga Natasha
Bong Bong
at yung mga Amber, parang walang mga...
Well, and then that's what Alex was saying earlier. You try to make it as inconvenient
patience
to them as possible. I mean, look, you, baby, I mean, you hate inconvenience. And many people of your demographic are not really fond of it. So you kind of will them out
and
of
it's just voting. Like I was asking my friends or some of my family na kumakampanya para kay Lenny at Kiko. Kalahati sa kanila, nakapagparegister pa. Hindi, kasi nung registration ng haba nung bilay. Oh my God. So I worry, and this is like just within my family of 100.
Right, but this is not a worry that you need to. Everybody's worrying about this, and that's why during the registration time, very much knowing that this is going to be a likely scenario, there was a push to tell people, no matter what socioeconomic class you're from, register to vote. It's important because on Monday, this is where we're going to find, this is where we're going to cash in that patience and that step that you guys took. So. Anywho, again, Monday it is. Good luck to all. Good luck to you. Good luck to the country. Vote for Lenny. Don't vote for anybody else. She needs every vote she's going to get to beat that motherfucker.
Lenny Kiko, guys.
All right.
Bye. Okay.
Thanks, guys. Bye, everybody. Thanks.
Happy Mother's Day, Chopper.
Oh, thanks. Right. Happy Mother's Day to all of you guys. Bye, everybody.
Happy Mother's Day.
Worldwide, it's Good Times with Mo, the podcasts. Have a question? Message Mo on Twitter or Instagram at DJ Mo Twister. Or check out GTWN Podcast on Facebook.